a gift from you.
Gifts. We love gifts.
The world is turning.
How about the Affordable Care Act? Is that a gift?
One that keeps giving.
It seems to have been a referendum that worked for Terry McAuliffe anyway. He's the governor-elect of Virginia, the state's new governor, a narrow win over Republican Ken Cuccinelli. In New Jersey, Chris Christie was reelected. That wasn't a big deal. There was too much question, I don't think, about that, was it, Kenny?
No, no surprise.
New mayor in Boston. That's no mayor. There was no surprise in New York. Anyway, Democrats went over Republicans, although I've heard it on any number of occasions that New York's not really a political town. I think that's pretty accurate. You can win no matter what your party affiliation there. In a congressional race in Alabama, Republican Bradley Byrne won in the runoff election over a Republican rival backed by the Tea Party. And now there were referendum questions that you probably want to know about or you want to react to at 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen's call in line. Doug Steffen's email is doug@dougsteffen.com or ken@dougsteffen.com. Ken Kessler is here. He's been monitoring what's been going on in the election cycle. And people don't get the reality. I'm not going to do a lecture here. However, the analysis shows that my theory is correct. People don't get it. They think the only time to go vote is when there's a presidential election, when in fact that's probably the least productive election that you can possibly participate in, because it doesn't get down to the nitty-gritty, doesn't get to the local issues, doesn't get to the people that are really the ones you connect to. So the judgment that people use to decide whether they're going to vote or not, especially given the fact that everything, the reason things are so screwed up is because not enough people vote. That's the bottom line. In Washington State, an initiative requiring label of genetically engineered foods failed. Again, the Monsanto. See, this is it. Monsanto is going to take over the country. Monsanto wants to run the country. The whole business, you may or may not have heard me yesterday or any number of times when I would go into my action mode regarding, in this case, the proposed FDA regulations that will put small farmers out of business. Monsanto wants to control the food supply, and these various exemptions that had been put forth by various farming groups. Congress needs to know your thoughts. If you think that the small-scale producer is important to American agriculture, you'll call 202-224-3121. Speak to a staffer who handles agricultural issues. Explain that you are a constituent and that high-quality food is very important to you. Ask your congressman to contact the FDA on behalf of you and other farmers and people who are in the locavore movement, people who get that the things that are being proposed in these regulations on how farms grow produce or produce milk or whatever it is, their hazard analysis plan to get rid of manure, for example, is nothing beyond stupid. But it affects the smaller farmer who, I mean, what are you going to do with the manure? First of all, people want the manure because they don't want chemicals. Monsanto is completely behind that. So, something else to be, not give up. I don't give up. Never give up. But it's a very serious challenge to your ability to pick the food that you want and to get what you want to eat. Houston, in an election there, rejected a plan to turn the Astrodome into a convention center, which means it probably will be demolished. Do you know how much that was going to cost, Kenny? I didn't know much about that proposal. How long has it been since?
I think it was $200 million, something like that.
To fix it up?
Right.
Mm. So, and how long has it been since it's been used as a sports facility?
I think the Astros left in 99, maybe.
How much did the taxpayer pay, one would wonder, to or at least contribute to the building of that thing when it was built? It was built in the 70s, wasn't it? 60s, 70s? Wasn't the first covered stadium in the country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Hmm. In Colorado, voters passed a referendum to tax marijuana at 25%. also in Colorado, 10 rural counties voted against secession from the state to form their own state. All right, chuckle it. That's probably a good idea. The more people do it. So, have we changed direction in our country as a result of yesterday's elections? Was Obamacare a factor? Doesn't look like it, does it, Kenny? I don't see that Obamacare was much of a factor.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Big Democrat win. Well, New York City doesn't. Politics
nah.
isn't.
Nah.
Doesn't have. But
where else?
But it was in Virginia. That was very interesting.
Really?
I saw on Twitter a lot of people complaining because there was a Libertarian candidate that got 7 or 8% of the vote, and they were saying if he wasn't there, it would have gone the other way.
Well, let them complain all they want.
Right.
Libertarians.
I guarantee all those votes would have gone to the Republicans.
Even so, a Libertarian, and there should be more parties and more people running. What did they do in Minneapolis? 35 people were running for mayor? How'd that shake out?
See, I don't think they've... they may still be counting votes. I didn't see.
Yeah. Yeah. The American public is asleep. And people say, well, how do you judge that? They all vote. They didn't vote. You didn't vote, many of you. Did you? Where there was an election, there was a mayoral race in Atlanta and Boston and Detroit, Seattle. See what the results of that are. The fight between transparency and the largest food companies, the voters lose. Because they gave you a lot of Schwerba, spent millions of dollars to keep you from finding out what you want to know about where the food comes from and what's in it. Why this is not just a federal law? Well, you know why? Because the lobbyists and all the money that comes into the congressmen, senators who'd vote on this would far outweigh whatever you on your own could draw. The same situation defeated last year in California. Hefty financial contributions from PepsiCo, Monsanto, General Mills, $46 million. Jeez. Wow. Supporters say consumers have the right to know whether foods they buy contain genetically engineered ingredients, contend that the genetically engineered label is no different from other food labels. The PepsiCo, Monsanto, General Mills interests said it would cost farmers and food processors. That's a bunch of horse crap. It's not anything other than giving you knowledge that you ought to have. And the fact that they can put this on a referendum because those cowards in whatever state it's in or the feds don't want to decide. What the hell's going on in our country? When you get right down to it, all these political strategists pushing on one side. And here's Coralville, Iowa. A big national outside group exerting its influence. Americans for Prosperity played a role in last year's national elections. Blanketed this town, 19,000 people living there, with Facebook ads, Twitter ads promoting a council candidate. They're tackling a $280 million debt in a town of 19,000.
Wow.
How do you get that kind of a debt? How do you run that town that badly? Just asking for it, right? Meanwhile, the president has dipped under 40% this week's poll. Last week it was, what, 41, 42%?
Yeah, was something like that, yeah.
He at play here or not? 888-302-3684. What do you have Twitter or Facebook-wise? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. What do we have with regard to the elections or some of the, well, then the elections are the referendum. I'm a lone voice in the wilderness, apparently, when it comes to these things like the locavore movement and having your food labeled. What's there, Kenny, beside these things we've been touching on?
Well, Dee says Chris Christie may have won New Jersey, but he'll never be president.
That's encouraging and positive. Thank you, man.
Tanya says, kudos to Jersey for reelecting Christie. It's not a red or blue thing for New Jersey. It's a need for smart, pragmatic leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Jim says, shame on New Yorkers for electing a Democrat mayor. Must be those freebie lovers and mental liberals. Oh, nice.
There you go. 888-302-3684 as we review Election Day 2013 on Good Day at 16 past the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $4,000 in extra savings. Get ready for holiday entertaining with kitchen essentials, delicious appetizers, and festive decor. And pick up the season's hottest electronics, like the Samsung Galaxy S4 phone and the HP Envy notebook. So get your savings book today. Sam's Club. Join and save. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
After teaching chemistry all day, I catch my share of colds. And as a parent, I choose the fast, effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most with or without a prescription. Only Zefrex D goes to work in as little as 30 minutes, with an advanced formulation that's highly resistant to meth abuse. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D, with the decongestant pharmacists trust most, and the formula our communities can trust, too.
Use as directed.
888-302-3684. All right, so New York State, big on casino gambling, economic energy. Seven Las Vegas-style gambling palaces will be built around the state, apparently, eventually including even New York City. So that was something that was approved. However, that didn't happen in Massachusetts. Voters in Palmer, which is in the middle part of the state, rejected a plan for a $1 billion resort, casino, and entertainment complex. Same thing in Suffolk County, which is basically Boston. Suffolk Downs, the big racetrack there. They wanted to build a big resort casino. That went to the test and went down. But another neighborhood in Boston said, okay, yeah, let's do that. In Washington State, early returns showed voters in a Seattle suburb passing a measure that would raise the minimum wage there for workers at SeaTac, the big airport, to $15 an hour. They have a minimum wage of $9.19 now. That'll go over well. That's sure to bring jobs in. All right, so a little reflective mood on the election yesterday. 21 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Night. The program opened up with a great big world, a group of great big world. Christina singing with them. Say Something. What do we know about the song, Kenny?
I'm not familiar with it.
I don't recognize it either. This was pretty much every night, though, now, and The Voice is an elimination round of sorts, is it not?
I think so, yeah.
All right, so just a reference to that. Wednesday, it is the 6th of November. And the overview of what's going on conversationally is the focus here in this hour and every hour of the Good Day program, although we handle it a bit differently in this hour because we've taken a lot of sound from various programs that Ken Kessler has monitored, whether they be radio or television news talk programs, to bring you different opinions so that you can listen and opine on your own. We're talking about the elections. Here's Jake Tapper talking to correspondents Gloria Borger and Dana Bash about Chris Christie's easy win in New Jersey and Terry McAuliffe just squeaking by in Virginia.
Chris Christie's re-election in New Jersey Governor, Gloria, was never in doubt, but of course that he performed so well with
right.
groups that normally casting ballots for Democrats, 55% of female vote, one-fifth of the African-American vote, more than half, according to the most recent exit polls, of the Latino vote. Gloria, how much do you think this will be resonant for those early state activists looking to put a Republican in the White House?
Look, I think that it's going to have a lot of resonance with more establishment Republicans who are saying we can't go with the Tea Party. It's not going to help us. Business types who, after the shutdown, are looking for candidates they can endorse now against other Republicans. So I think for those folks, this news is going to be telegraphed everywhere. As you point out earlier, these exit polls are going to go everywhere. But if you look at the state of Virginia, the Tea Party folks might say, you know what? If Ken Cuccinelli had stuck with the base, if he had had one more week to rail against Obamacare and to continue on that, then maybe he could have eked out a victory there. So their answer will be, you know what? Cuccinelli should have stuck with his knitting, should have stuck with the base, and he might have been able to beat Terry McAuliffe. So I don't think this argument gets settled tonight in the Republican Party. I think it's still going to continue to play out.
Well, let's go to Dana and McAuliffe headquarters. Dana, Governor-elect Terry McAuliffe. Sounds strange on my tongue. How exactly did he do this tonight?
He did this in a way that was very un-Republican. Terry McAuliffe's life. He was very disciplined to the point where he talked extensively to Chris Christie. Just for example, we tried very hard to get an interview with Terry McAuliffe. He was not giving any interviews to any national media, and actually very few to local Virginia media for a while, because they wanted to very much keep him on message. And that message has been, as Gloria was just talking about, you were talking about, that his Republican opponent, Ken Cuccinelli, was simply too extreme. And the other way he did it is, frankly, he got lucky with the Republican strategy that ultimately led to a government shutdown. This is where we are right now, is knee-deep in federal workers, people who are personally affected by the shutdown, and they, even some probably who are registered Republicans, traditional Republican voters, said that they're just sort of done with that wing of the Republican Party and came home to Terry McAuliffe. That probably at the end of the day was what helped McAuliffe, and millions of dollars that he was able to raise personally, that the Clintons, his very, very good friends, were able to help him raise. And also the fact that he is somebody who does have that national ideal that he was trying to keep here in Virginia.
All right, so politics aside, let's get to something else that's, of course, not political, the health care thing coming up here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Best-selling author Lily Capel's newest work is The Astronaut Wives Club, the true story of the women behind the men on the moon.
I think one of the first challenges the wives faced was going from being ordinary housewives to on the cover of America's biggest magazine, Life magazine. And the magazine was planning its first big cover story on them. And the burning question was what they would wear. And their instructions, coordinated with NASA, were to wear prim and proper tailored pastel shirtwaist dresses for the group shot. And everyone shows up in their pastel dress, except for Reen Carpenter, who showed up in this cocktail dress, which was splashed with big red roses, and she really surprised the rest of the wives. They not only talked about what they were going to wear, but what color lipstick. And they all decided on pink because, you know, they weren't Hollywood starlets. They were mothers and housewives first. And when the magazine came out, they saw all of the seven of them all wearing red lipstick. And they were absolutely horrified. They said, "We would never wear lipstick that color. You know, that is just too racy." And they called Life's editors. And Life's editors said, "Oh, we all agreed on that nice patriotic red." So there was also this sense of now they were astronaut wives, and their images were also getting a little harder to control.
Lily Capel, author of The Astronaut Wives Club. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute, revealing FEMA's plot can land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
I'm actually a little distracted, it's 33 past the hour, reading some of the updates on the healthcare realities that people are tripping into, falling over, whatever it is, and how the markets are reacting to the continuing frustration people have. I don't know why that's connected to the markets, but anyway, some general and specific information here as we move back into the most important stories of the day. 3 8s together, 888-302-3684. I'm sure some of you'd like to talk about the continuing information that we're presented with regard to the health care bill and the hearings. Here's radio host Wayne Cabot and Steve Scott talking to Bob Fust from CBS about the Senate starting their own hearings on the problems with the healthcare.gov website.
This time, it's the Senate that's taking a look at that botched rollout.
The head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services faced questions over a wave of insurance cancellation notices that have gone out despite the president's promise that if you like your plan and you like your doctor, you can keep them.
Lawmakers on both sides are pushing different plans to let individuals keep their existing plans. So what did Marilyn Tavenner tell the Senate committee?
Well, I mean, first of all, she said the website is getting better. It's moving faster. There are fewer problems, and they're still continuing to improve it. She was, as you mentioned, asked a lot of questions about this rather complicated issue of people with individual policies that they've bought, basically people who are self-employed or employed at a place where they don't get insurance. And a lot of them are getting letters from the insurance company saying you can't keep this policy anymore because it doesn't meet minimum standards of Obamacare, and being given an alternative to buy a more expensive policy from that same insurance company. And, you know, what she was saying is that, well, they can also go to the exchanges and find all kinds of other policies. And what we're finding in this is that, I mean, there are people who are going to end up paying more. There are people who are going to end up paying less. And so it's not quite as clean as what the president suggested several years ago.
Getting back to what Marilyn Tavenner said about the site getting better, I suppose that's relative. It doesn't take much, I think, for it to get better. How much better? Is it full speed ahead now?
Well, she was saying that they can handle, I think it was something like, you know, every 5 seconds, a large number of applications are being processed with very few errors now. There are still issues, and there are still problems coming up. They're still shutting it down for a few hours every night to try to, you know, keep making fixes. But it is working better. But she said it's not going to be completely where it should be or where it should have been on the 1st of October until the end of the month.
All right, so we're into the discussion of the health care bill, the health care reality, the health care system, uninsured Americans showing more interest in the coverage offered under this health care law, despite all the technical problems that have hindered enrollment through the government website. The glitches have crippled it pretty much. Gentlemen there suggesting that they shut it down. It's 4 hours, I think, Kenny, isn't it? 1 to 5 every morning. Where they go through it, try to figure
right.
out. Yeah. A lot of people are frustrated. I've seen numbers in the millions of would-be applicants that want to get in. The findings that this is something that people are interested in, I suppose it's good news for the Obama people worrying about problems, bad press, all of that stuff. It didn't hurt Terry McAuliffe, but it doesn't. It hasn't helped Obama. I just said a few minutes ago, the Obama poll standing is below 40%, and it pretty much everybody's pointing to the mess that's been created here. Have you tried to get on? If you have, have you been successful? What's the deal like? And if you're in one of the 16 states that has its own coverage, that's not really a fair test of this. California, Colorado, Connecticut, the District of Columbia, Hawaii, Idaho, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nevada, New York, New Mexico, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington all have their own plans. So they're running smoothly in those states. It's the federal 34 states would have the federal plan. Here's host Tom Rose talking to political analyst John Nolte. Nolte says Republicans need to stop trying to repeal this and come up with a plan.
This debate, kind of intra-conservative Republican debate about whether or not the defund strategy was the right way to go, let Obamacare collapse of its own weight. Where are we on this now as Obamacare's unveiling has been such a cataclysmic disaster, none of which is surprising, by the way. Anyone that with any gray matter between their ears could have figured this one out. But have the quote-unquote moderates, the Karl Rove Republicans, have they been vindicated?
Obviously that they haven't been vindicated, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend that repeal is going to work now, because I just don't think that it's going to. I mean, one of the things that I think Republicans need to be working on is their own plan, because once Obamacare fails, and it's almost certain to fail, it may take a year, it may take 2 years, but once it does, America's going to turn to the GOP, and they're going to say, what you got? And if all we have is repeal and I told you so, that's not going to work. And we need to come up with a plan. The GOP needs to be working on a plan now that understands that Obamacare has changed the world. I mean, we live in a world now where people are not going to be able to be turned down for pre-existing conditions. That toothpaste is out of the tube. We're also going to live in a world where probably 2 to 3 million people who didn't have insurance before now do, either because of subsidies or because of the expanded Medicaid programs. We can't take away their insurance. So we need to figure out a way to fix this that does end Obamacare, but understands the realities of how Obamacare has changed things that are not going to go back. And if we're not prepared for that, you know, the Democrats could win single payer. So I hope our best and brightest are working on something that takes into account these new realities, because screaming repeal and trying to turn back the clock, it's just not going to work. And the polls show that. If you look at the polls, people do not want a drastic repeal. And a lot of people that aren't happy with Obamacare think it should go further. So we can't read what we want to into these polls and just say, okay, 53% of the American people are with us, because they're not. So the GOP has an opportunity here, a huge opportunity here, to be the heroes who had no part of making the mess. And I hope that right now, Paul Ryan, Marco Rubio, the smartest guys on our side are working on something to save the day, because it's a wonderful opportunity for us.
Oh, my God. These people just don't get it. Do they, Kenny? They don't get it. They don't get it. 888-302-3684. Here's host Mike Romy talking to John Woods from Ohio Premier Health about how he's helping people try to navigate through the changes in the law and get ready for when the day comes when there actually is a website that works.
It seemed like a couple of weeks ago we talked about this rollout of healthcare.gov. So much has happened since then, but also so little has happened.
That's a good way to put it. As I think I told you a couple of weeks ago, Michael, we basically contracted with a company to be able to direct people directly through to the exchange, and that way help them and enroll them and take care of them after they were enrolled. And that's kind of dead in the water till Washington gets their site together. So what we're doing now is, because we are independent agents and because we work directly with the insurance companies, we can actually go onto the insurance company's website and get the information people want. We're still a little stuck as far as enrolling them, but we can at least get everything set so that once the system is up and running, we can, you know, help them with that too.
Yeah. And is any of this a problem because Ohio doesn't have its own marketplaces?
You could argue that either way, probably. Not that I don't have an opinion, but some of the states that did their own exchanges are also having some issues, not to the extent the federally funded marketplaces are. But yeah, that could be part of it. Yeah. I mean, my solution would be simple: let the insurance companies just do what they do. But that's not the way the system was originally set up. So we're all waiting on Washington.
Yeah, and As far as tracking down insurance companies, with Ohio residents, and they're trying to get health care through this system if they're not eligible for the Medicaid expansion that Governor Casey got passed, is this confusing for Ohio residents because they don't have as many options?
I think it's frustrating more than confusing. Okay. I'm not sure they have enough information to be confused at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing about one of the main ideas behind the exchange is to standardize the content so it is much easier to understand. And like anything, Michael, the first time you go into it, you know, it's going to take a little longer. You have to get used to it. You have to learn to understand it. But over time, similar to what's happened with Medicare Advantage plans, I think there'll be a real advantage as far as people understanding it and being able to make a better choice for what they need.
The reason I said what I did about the Republicans not getting it, they've been saying we got to come up with our own plan, or at least people who have some brains like this guy, we've got to come up with an alternative. We can't just keep attacking it and tearing it down. And that's what they're doing. They're still doing that. Some people are saying, let's do something, but the majority of people are just, you know, full of attack and no solutions. 888-302-3684. All right, so we'll pause for a moment here with some more thoughts on the state of health care or the health insurance bill as we continue. This is Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Now, what I want you to picture for a moment is going to a very strange swimming pool. Now, you do not know what the temperature is, although you do know it is good for humans. Now, that means it could be very cold or it could be very hot, but there's not going to be any danger. And there is about 8 of you surrounding that pool, and you are asked to go into that pool. What will you do? Will you test the water first? Will you put your toe in, then your ankle, then your knee, and then the rest of you? Or will you jump right in and then act acclimate to the conditions that are in that pool. And as you do that, what is everybody else going to do? Are they going to put their toes in or jump right in? I want you to imagine that you will be the person jumping in. You will acclimate to those conditions. You will not let those conditions control you. You will control them. And then that way, when you have an opportunity, that's when you jump into it full blown and enjoy. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Let's get it started.
My home nursing practice is growing, but with all the changes in our industry, we needed a tech upgrade. Stat. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. We got two powerful Dell laptops for the office and touchscreen tablets for all our mobile teams. I saved a bundle. Hey, gotta keep business healthy too, right? Let's get it started. Save up to $150 now on all Dell laptops, desktops, and tablets powered by Intel at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store or online. Restrictions apply.
When a cold hits, you've got to hit back. And when your cold comes with both pain and sinus pressure, you've got to hit back even harder. Only Advil Cold and Sinus treats your worst cold symptoms by combining Advil, the number one selling pain reliever, and a powerful nasal decongestant in a single pill. No other cold brand delivers stronger pain relief than the pain reliever found in Advil Cold and Sinus, the 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure. Find it at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Robitussin Cofequence number 29, the not-so-silent night.
Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m. I've got to get up for work in 4 hours.
Fortunately, Robitussin DM Max now comes in a new nighttime formula for fast, powerful cough relief that helps you sleep like a baby, which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin Nighttime. Don't suffer the consequences.
Calling... Ooh, excuse me, sir. Caller or two or three, as we can squeeze them in here, 888-302-3684. Here's Brandon listening in Aberdeen, Washington. To Good Day. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Just getting up to go to work like every American should be.
Did you vote yesterday?
You bet I did.
Yeah, and how did you do on the genetically modified food question?
Well, you know, honestly, I voted against it.
Yeah, because?
I think we waste enough money on people telling us, you know, what we should and shouldn't be eating.
How do they present that you'd come away with that opinion of what that was all about?
Well, you know... That's kind of a tough one, but...
Under the circumstances, you didn't vote the right way. You didn't vote in your interest. You voted against your interest. And the interest of everybody else who wants to know where their food comes from. Why wouldn't you want to know where your food comes from?
Well,
it didn't going to cost anything. Who said it was going to... Monsanto said it was going to cost something, right? They said it was against the best interests of the farmers. That's the same crap that they used in California.
Right. Well, then I was misled by the...
The advertising misled you. That's exactly what happened.
Not the advertising, but, you know, a lot of that stuff on the balance, Doug, the way they word...
Yep, the way they word it is...
The way they word things
right.
There
should be a class action lawsuit against all of these states that are so influenced by the big money interests that they write these things, so there isn't a damn way in the world that you can understand what they've written. You can't. You can't understand
right.
it. All right, anyway, that's
well,
not why
I feel,
you...
I feel like a dope.
Well, I didn't want to chastise you because, you know, I don't want you to feel like a dope necessarily, but and who am I to say you voted the wrong way? But I think listening to you and talking to you, as you understand your own thinking process, you voted the wrong way, as did a lot of other people, because that's the way they present these ballot issues, so you'll screw them up. It's another example of how screwed up we have allowed this country to be, to get.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, you didn't call about that. What else is on your mind?
Well, I would just be interested to know the actual numbers. If you could add the $650 million that the federal government originally spent, you know, on this Obamacare website, and now that we've brought the real experts in, you know, where's the real number? And
by the time this thing is done, it's going to be $1 billion of your money and my money to fix this website. That's what it's going to cost. By the end of the year, you wait and see. 51 past the hour on the Good Day program.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We need your help. That's a strange way of putting it, isn't it, huh? We're interested in your input. How about that? It's 888-302-3684. Even though after you listened to that last call, wonderful guy who called and he felt like a dope. My aim wasn't to make you feel like a dope, sir, but it was to be focused on how the information that came out about that issue in Washington State about labeling foods, that's the same ruse that they pulled successfully in California, and in every state it gets put up, I'm supposed they're going to do the same thing. So I'll keep crying in the wilderness, however, though. 54 after the hour. I think it's pretty interesting, Kenny, to analyze the political realities of what yesterday's election was about. Here's a radio host that we monitored named Joel Riley talking to Paul Bedard, a political analyst, about both sides gearing up now after this election for the next presidential election.
It's the end of 2013, and I'm looking, and I'm not believing. We're already talking Ted Cruz and Hillary in 2016.
Well, and you got to add to that probably Chris Christie of New Jersey. Sure. You know, this is at the point where at least when there's going to be a crowded primary like on the Republican side, people start to pick sides, because it's at this point you need to decide if you're a candidate, who you're going to hire, who you're going to try to get money from, and how you can squeeze all your competitors out.
Well, I guess there's a couple things that intrigue me about it, but maybe one of the most intriguing is that Ted Cruz, for a lot of people, has been billed as this kind of Tea Party extremist. How does he get it all the way to the White House?
On the backs of the Tea Party, with their help. Tea Party are about 40 or 50% of the Republicans. Ted Cruz was painted that way, of course, during the government shutdown, but that's all kind of being forgotten as people look at Obamacare, which is what he was fighting over, and they see this disaster in Washington, to the point where now they got to shut down the system for a month every night to try to figure it, like they're trying to build I-70 or something.
Yeah, so it's timing is everything.
Yeah, that's going to help them. Plus, as we get into next year, when people finally have to get Obamacare, and it, you know, we'll see if those stories about, you know, price shock and that type of stuff helps someone who's a critic like Ted Cruz.
All right. That seems hard to imagine. We're already into that, but apparently we are. There are all kinds of signs of it here, there, and everywhere. It was yesterday a preview of 2014 and 2016 and beyond. Here's host Mike Rosen talking about the next wave of journalists who are covering stories like this that seem to get most of their news from social media.
Frank Sesno is the host of CNN's Reliable Sources, and he was interviewing some budding future journalists. Here was his lead-in. As director of the George Washington University School of Media and Public Affairs, I'm very lucky to work with aspiring young journalists and see the changes in the media from the ground up. So we thought this was an A-plus moment for them to weigh in on news coverage and more. And he has a panel of journalism students. He says, you want to be journalists. You're in Washington. You're in Washington at a time when the government is shut down. It's the biggest story you've had in a long time, a long, long time. Where are you getting your news from? Now listen to this. This is where these budding, these aspiring journalists go to get their news. First, an unidentified male. Twitter. I mean, you know, following reporters or the actual media outlet. Unidentified female. Before I get out of bed every morning, I'm always on Twitter. So Twitter, Facebook, I follow CNN, I follow the New York Times, the Washington Post, basically everyone. Yeah, everyone on the left. Does she go to the Weekly Standard? Does she go to Fox News? Does she go to National Review? But she goes to Twitter. The two of them go to Twitter, where you get a comprehensive report in 140 characters or less from somebody reacting from his gut. Another unidentified male. I turn to the Washington Post a lot. I also catch the Rundown and CBS This Morning on their website. Another unidentified female. I first go to Twitter, and then when I'm out, I always go to the gym in the morning, and I'm always watching Morning Joe and the Daily Rundown. An unidentified male. My news is almost exclusively online. I'm looking at Twitter. I'm watching podcasts, and most of those are NBC, CNN, Associated Press. Another unidentified male. Once the alarm hits, I take the smartphone and check Twitter, still in bed, obviously. Another unidentified male. I'm actually kind of old school. I wake up to NPR. Another unidentified male. When I wake up, I usually just check my Facebook, check my email when I'm still in bed, and it usually leads me to places like BuzzFeed. From there, Facebook also brings me to like the Washington Post and CNN. Another unidentified female. Links from Twitter usually go to Bloomberg or the Post or the Times, and then I read morning newsletters like from Slate. This is where these budding journalists are getting their balanced perspective.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.